We also have effective treatments for patients who are older or have a number of medical conditions where they're not eligible for autologous stem cell transplant. And that's typically with a combination of chemotherapy with some of the newer chemotherapy agents, usually a combination of that with steroids. And recently, we've also gotten approval for a new immunotherapy treatment called daratumumab in the frontline setting for patients who are not eligible for stem cell transplant. So that's something that we're very excited about.
Can this be accessed through OHIP?
Yeah, we just this is just recently being funded through OHIP in the last couple of weeks, actually.
This is a relatively recent change then.
Yes. Okay. So this is something that's quite exciting for the myeloma community, because we know that not everybody is eligible for a stem cell transplant, whether it's because of age or other medical problems.